Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, revisiting the concept of when work looks like work, work gets done. Spent the weekend at Circle City, Indianapolis. So the Circle City conference was this past weekend. Got to hang out with a bunch of folks, went to some great training, attended some great talks, and spent some time talking with Oddjob. So as oftentimes happens when we go to these conferences, people are like, remember when you said X? Well, did you ever think about Y? I'm like, no, I didn't. And they're like, yeah, because Z happened, and that made me think of this, and then when we did all these things, and it's a great, great way to learn what's going on and get some good feedback. So today, I'm going to share with you Oddjob's story, and the tip is, when you think about when work looks like work, work gets done, analyze it from a criminal attacker point of view. Here's the story Oddjob told me. He's like, you remember when you said, when work looks like work, work gets done? Yeah, absolutely. He goes, did you ever think about it from a criminal point of view? I'm like, not really. I was thinking about it in terms of security team trying to make the remediation and controls look as normal as possible. He's like, let me tell you a story, and let me show you this idea that came to me about what you said and how it applies to the criminal enterprise. This was a wire transfer fraud, only with a little bit of a twist. They sent it to Bitcoin, and a little bit of a twist in terms of how well orchestrated it was. The criminals got in using a phishing email, harvested some creds, installed a backdoor, and they started reading the emails of the controllers, and they started reading the emails of the CFO, and they realized that there is a very well-defined process for making a fund transfer request. The process included a specific subject line. The process included specific people who sent from. It was a specific dollar amount. It referenced a specific account, and then the reply back would CC the customer to indicate that the problem had been done. So this entire process was identified by the criminals. So what did the criminals do? They made work look like work. They sent out an email, they specified the right subject, they specified the project ID, they sent it from the right person. The only twist is they sent it to a different Bitcoin wallet. So instead of transferring funds to someone who they were working, this organization was working with as a client under that specific project ID, they transferred funds to the criminals. And of course, it was a significantly higher dollar amount than usual, but it was below the dollar amount that would have triggered a special request. And of course, the process was followed. It looked like work, it got done. And then the criminals rode off with all this Bitcoin. Ba-bum-bum. So what can we learn from that? Well, we already know from a good guy perspective, if we make work look like work, that the people are going to accomplish it because you're already trained for it, you're already looking for it, you're already going to respond. We need to think through what that work is, though. We need to think through those business processes and those flows, because if criminals are using the same thing, oh, I'm going to make it look like normal work. We need a few more checks. We need a few more ways that work is done so that we have the analytic breaks, so that we have the airbags. Maybe that's one more confirmation. Maybe it's having a two-factor. Maybe it's something that's out of band for the email. Whatever it is, analyze that process and assume, okay, if a criminal is able to inject a false request that looked just like a legitimate request, how do we catch, detect, and revert that? Had this particular organization that Oddjob told me about done that, they probably would have still had their funds, right? They would have caught it before the Bitcoin transfer. So take a look at one of your processes. Think about this in your own organization, and please hit me up at a conference. Let's have a great talk. And shout out again to Oddjob for the great conversation and bringing this to my attention. Cheers.